Writers and artists will gather to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the iconic Beachcombers television series on October 1, using the occasion to launch a new anthology of works inspired by the TV program's legacy on the Sunshine Coast. The event, which will be held at the Gibson's Heritage Playhouse, is the culmination of a literary and art contest launched by the Sunshine Coast Writers and Editors Society early this year. Following the July 13 death of Pat John, who played Jesse Jim in the iconic Beachcombers series, the anniversary celebration was amended to include tributes to John's life and legacy. Beachcombers followed the adventures of log salvagers Jesse Jim and Nick Antonidis, who was portrayed by Bruno Garrucci. The program's first episode aired on October 1, 1972. Upon the broadcast of the final show on December 12, 1990, its 19 seasons made Beachcombers one of the longest-running Canadian television drama series of all time. Beachcombers certainly put Gibson's on the map, said Kathleen, Cindy, Labonte Smith, president of the Sunshine Coast Writers and Editors Society. So many people who worked on the show have memories, and many of their memories are captured in the anthology that we produced. Contributor Jan DeGrasse, who netted honorable mention in the contest's nonfiction category, reminisces in her story, Waltzing with Henrik, about working as an extra during a 1990 episode that was filmed on location in St. Aidan's Church in Roberts Creek. Beachcombers, she writes, was Canada's 19-year-old CBC TV series that everyone loves but no one admits to watching. Karen Webb, who was awarded the prize for Best Bruno Story, recollected the generosity of actor Bruno Garrucci. During the late 1980s, Garrucci offered his time to a theater fundraiser for the Gibson's Landing Heritage Society and Driftwood Players. 5 years after Jerusi's death in 1995, the refurbished Heritage Playhouse opened its doors. The anthology's youngest contributor, and winner of the Youth Poetry Prize, is 9-year-old Matilda Johnson, for her verse In the Sand. Her poem concludes, "We find the truth is, all of it is sparkling beach findings, because the beach is a gem." Grand prize winner and first place finisher in the category of youth nonfiction is 17-year-old Anika Tracy. Gone Fishing is Tracy's account of roughing it for a fortnight on Savory Island. Kids who are too young to remember ever watching Beachcombers are contributing and celebrating the spirit of the show, whether they know it or not, said Labonte Smith. The anthology includes portraits of well-known Beachcombers personalities, including acrylic paintings of Pat John by Russell Thomas and Relic, Robert Clothier, by Deb Willis. 36 children contributed hand-colored illustrations of Molly's Reach and the erstwhile Persephone salvage vessel. During the gathering on October 1, contributors will read aloud from selections of the anthology. Pat John's son, Matt John, plans to share remarks dedicated to his father. Then we're going to have 15 minutes of rock and roll music from the 1960s and 1970s, added Labonte Smith. It was chosen because it was Pat John's favorite era of music. The Beachcombers ukulele group Sunshine Coast, Bugs, will also perform. The literary contest and anthology were supported by the Town of Gibson's and the Sunshine Coast Credit Union.